Radhi watched the North Star silk banner with its green gold lettering stir ever so slightly in the oppressive mid-morning April heat, and marvelled at the unfaltering smiles plastered on the faces of the scores of parents mingling with each other in the school garden. Dabbing at the thin film of sweat that had formed above her upper lip within just a few minutes of arriving, she thought that only a school as inflated with its own sense of self-importance as the North Star could host a garden fest on a working day and expect parents to be thrilled to have been invited. She transferred the large watering can in her hand to the ground before rolling up the sleeves of her Rani pink linen shirt and wondered if removing it altogether, so that only her white tank top and jeans remained, would be too basic for the derby-ready mums flitting about with their oversized solitaires, sunglasses, and smiles. You had to hand it to the women of Temple Hill, she thought, as she overheard a plan for poker and panipuri with the husbands come together rapidly among a group of mothers to her left. They could network just about anywhere. Radhi gathered her dark shoulder-length hair into a high bun so that the nape of her neck could breathe, and was struck, not for the first time, at the sway the school held over the parents. All the invitation email had to say was that it would be wonderful to see both parents, and the dads had left their respective diamond bazaars and trading desks during peak market hours to be there.
Radhi? Radhika Zaveri? Oh my God, is it really you?
A high-pitched voice pierced the air, startling both the pigeon as well as the cat that had been waiting patiently to pounce on it for the past quarter of an hour. Squinting in the bright sun despite her sunglasses, Radhi looked up to see a woman with strappy neon stilettos and platinum highlights in her hair making her way purposefully towards her. Smiling uncertainly, Radhi got up from the vegetable patch she'd been squatting over and dusted her dirty hands. The woman seemed vaguely familiar, yet with her face partially covered under a wide-brimmed straw hat, Radhi couldn't place her until she was standing right in front of her.
Oh, Vedika, hello.
Radhi smiled half-heartedly at her old classmate from school. They'd never really been friends, and Radhi found it difficult to muster enthusiasm for someone she remembered as decidedly catty.
What a surprise to see you here, Vedika squealed as she leaned in for a hug.
It's lovely to see you too, Radhi said. And then, because she'd promised herself she'd be more social that year, she added,
But look at you, you look just the same. By same, if you mean my waist size, I'll take it.
Vedika giggled as she held up her arms and did a little shimmy.